Executive Director of the California School Health Centers Association, Serena Clayton, says the $50 million would help upgrade the more than 200 existing facilities in the state.
They are currently operating on whatever revenue they can generate by billing insurance, by getting grants, and what this funding would do is help stabilize some of them.
Clayton says it would help centers work more closely with schools on issues like mental health and absenteeism. West Contra Costa Unified School District spokesman Marin Trujillo says the centers are important in keeping kids in school.
For us, this is part of a strategic plan to ensure that students are ready and able to learn and that we can mitigate any of those barriers that prevent them from being actively in the classroom.
A letter urging Congress to appropriate the funds was signed by the state school's chief and 18 superintendents, six of them from the Bay Area. Anna Duckworth, KCBS.